Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. Please hang up and try again. All I'm saying is, when I see those posters with the line of footprints on a beach illustrating the fable of feeling abandoned, but actually having been carried by some savior, the frottage of all that sand stuck between my toes starts chafing again, which is not to say I have never felt sheltered. But only that if I was carried in God's mouth, say, after my divorce, when the money was all gone and the work had dried up, there's no reliable means of knowing. Maybe it was dumb luck there was an empty room in that house on the crooked part of the riverbank. Or maybe there was no room until good friends made room. There are so many colors the truth could be, and the colors change color depending on what colors they're next to. But somehow I found shelter. And I'm still learning what that meant for me all these decades later. To say it was a bed, press 1. To say bridge, press 2. To say wing, press 3. To say song, press 4. To return to the main poem, say main poem. All I'm saying is, I could not see whose mouth it was carrying me. The trouble with faith is how much it's like lying on the floor, face pressed into your couch's front skirt, while you wand one arm back and forth like a windshield wiper, trawling for your missing keys. But faith is also remembering how a wolf carries its own offspring gently between the snap of its terrible jaws. Some people say God speaks to them when they pray, but how do they know it's God versus, say, their own inner voice or something they half remember or anxiety or wishful thinking? How does anybody know anything? To say knowing is a school bus, press 1, a fire truck, press 2, a wagon, press 3, a cave, well, you know. To trade this for a rhyming couplet that ties this up in a neat bow, say, save me. All I'm saying is, I loved the taste of the breeze under the oak thicker than a sedan whose roots gnarled their way right into the river outside my window the year I spent hiding, or was it healing? All I'm saying is, you could say it was a chrysalis, or a tomb, or an offering, or an opening. To say key, press yourself against it. To say coin, press down with all your strength. To say closet, press the door until the latch shatters. To say lock, press on, even though you feel like surrender is your only option. To return to any of this making sense, say, what have I lost? But you just get sent to another menu of bewildering choices. All I'm saying is river, rainstorm, blackout, theft. To return to yourself before you wreck yourself. Say, what kind of animal am I? Ask everyone you pass, because they might could see what color you are between the holy teeth. They might could say what shape is the wildness that carries you, or name the song it howls, or identify it by its footprints left there in the sand. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.